This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Cap Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the CCA Star Tournament, LiquiShield. That's our sponsors for today. Weather, breezy. How about it? More wind. All right, looks like it's 74 down on the island in Galveston, and looks like cloudy skies today with gusty winds this morning. High of 79. South winds 20 to 30 with higher wind gust. And then for tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies overnight with a low of 73. Southeast winds 15 to 25 and higher wind gusts are possible. Pretty much the same tomorrow, cloudy with gusty winds developing during the afternoon, 79 for a high. Southeast winds 20 to 30 with higher wind gust. And looking at current conditions right now, looks like offshore it's south-southeast to 22, gusting to 29. Galveston Channels gusting over 20. Looks like Eagle Point's due south at 25 to 30. And up at Morgan's Point, it's southeast at 18 to 24. So water temps are all about 75 degrees across the board. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We're sitting on a low right now. That occurred at 1:39 a.m. It was a 0.0 with a high coming up this morning at 11:13 a.m. It's a 1.6. 6:49 a.m. is sunrise, 7:48 p.m. sunset, moon phase, 81%. So, good morning to everybody, and it's going to be breezy today. So if you're fishing, hopefully you're on a good protected shoreline, loaded with fish, and probably wade fishing will be your best method in this kind of wind. All right, let's run down to the Tri-Bay area and see what's going on with the Hammer and the Freeport, Christmas, Bass Drop, Chocolate, all that area right there. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing just fine, buddy. Thanks.
You got blown off the stilts down there yet?
It's blowing 20 miles an hour south-southeast as we speak.
Yeah.
74 degrees and quite breezy.
Yes.
Quite breezy. But my next-door neighbor's down, Captain Brandon. He's got four folks to take today and four folks to take tomorrow, and bless his heart, and I wish him the best.
Yeah.
Like you said, either the protected shoreline somewhere full of fish and they can get on them. So,
yeah.
I know I went earlier this week, started off good. Well, between the south and southeast winds, lighter winds anyway, on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I know it was doable. I know somebody was catching them somewhere because it was a couple of pretty nice days.
Right.
I made a trip down, let's see, on Wednesday. I had a customer come in from Fort Worth, and he comes by, he fishes with me by himself, and we went out to put some hop-o-matics on the boat, and Captain Mickey, between 10 spots I stopped, 9 of them produced. I mean, there was fish on every little old place that I went, and some decent trout too. I mean, nothing, mm-hmm. nothing monstrous, nothing to put on the wall, but just good, solid fish. And
decent fish for Galveston. Yeah,
it was. No, they were 16 to 18 inches, and or 17 to 19 inches, somewhere in that. It wasn't nothing giant. But the smallest fish we caught that day was just under 16 inches. We let it go. So, and just kept him a limit. We tried to get him a red. We caught no less than 12, I'd say, undersized redfish, you know, 18, 19 inches. And, you know, so he had plenty of pulls, plenty of bites. And that was on Wednesday. And it, like I said, we didn't have to go very far. Just from spot to spot, and I refuse to just sit on them. You know what I mean? I don't care. We get one or two, and, man, I pull up the anchor, and I can't wait to get to another spot. A lot of people, man, we're catching them here. Can't we just stay here? I'm not going to put up a mailbox here, folks. I'm sorry. We're moving. We'll come back, and I'll come back there later on, maybe, if we need to, but... No, so it was a good day Wednesday, and he had a great time. Like I said, he only had his limit of trout. We, you know, I did catch a couple of golden croakers that day. Haven't seen a sand trout. Haven't seen any whiting. I know you just said the water temperature was 75 degrees. I was so busy that day taking fish off for him and this and that. I never even looked at my depth finder to see what the temperature of the water was. And normally right. I document all that stuff. But, no, I don't know, whatever it was Wednesday, it had to be up above 70. But there was bait everywhere. The bait's rebounding, looking good, man, for early summer. And being as windy as it is, the Gulf yesterday had some blue water just offshore. Only deal is that wind had picked up so much in the afternoon that it was rough. I mean, it was white cappers. It was white cappers as far as you could see out there. But maybe all that stuff will calm down and somebody can get out on them. I went down on Thursday. Melinda and I took our dog down. We got this trail. We'd take her walking down by San Luis Pass. And there was a couple of fishermen out there, and I'm watching them fish. We're just sitting on a telephone pole down there. We make this long walk, and then we rest, and there's an old telephone pole, and we sit on it and maybe have us a beer or glass of water or something. But she goes, "What kind of fish is that over there?" And I said, "Well, it looks like a big old catfish," and he was flopping. And those guys are still standing in the water. They're fishing up a storm, and this old fish is just laying on the bank, flopping up. It's about a 3-4 pound gap top.
Yeah.
And I said, I walked over there, and I said, "Hey, what you going to do with this fish?" "Ah, leave him for the birds." And I said, "You don't want him?" He goes, "No, man, I'm leaving him there. Let the birds eat him." And I said, "Well, can I have him?" And he goes, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I'll eat him." he goes, "Take him, you know."
Get him off.
Well, yeah, no, I picked him up. I said, "Do you know what kind of fish this is?" And I wasn't trying to be a smart ass or nothing. I said, he goes, "It's a cat." I said, "Do you know what kind of cat it is?" He goes, "It's a blue cat." And
probably from up north.
And I went, Yeah, and I said, this is called a Dap Top Sail Catfish. And they're pretty dang good eating, man.
It's a sail catfish.
You're just going to leave it. Look, I told Melinda, I'll meet you back at the truck. I took that catfish and I hauled, and I hadn't ran that bass in a long time. I ran back up that trail and got back over to the boat ramp, and I revived that catfish. He was on his last breath, and I'd never saved a catfish. Well, you know what I mean.
Shame
I don't like
you,
it.
Man. Nasty things.
I know, but I can't stand to see something.
That's why there's so many of them, because nobody keeps them. They release them.
I know. And I have pried up that stuff before, and it pries up pretty dang good.
Yeah, it's not a trout or a redfish, but it's edible.
It's edible. Yeah, it's edible.
My
so anyway, the guy.
I don't agree with them that much, but, you know.
So Melinda was laughing at me. I said, well, the highlight of the day, I get to tell Captain Mickey I rescued a darn gap top.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're already all the way up my way, man. They're there.
Oh, they're slimy. It's slimy boogaroo, but
you can slam up my way easily.
He says a blue cat. And I went, well, that's close. You know, but anyway, let's see what else is going on. There was just a couple of people fishing. It was protected in the pass, you know, right around underneath the bridge inland. It was a little bit protected because of wind coming up from the south and southeast. You know, the pass gets protected just in a few places. But the water was sandy on the shore and then real green in the middle. So I know somebody was catching them somewhere out there, but. Anyway, I thought we had a good time with that, and then came on back to the house and started calling and talking to some people about the weekend. They had asked me, could they go? And I just told them it was supposed to be windy as heck and just save their fishing gear and everything for another week or two. Yeah. Things just start settling down. But it's always notoriously windy during March and April down here. In this area, anyway.
And May.
So, May, and part of May, yeah.
It'll be about June 6th, things ought to level out pretty good.
somewhere between the middle of May, the end of May, we start doing real well down here. It seems like just every year, it takes a little while to settle down, and then we'll get into some normal patterns and stuff. But there's been nothing normal about any of the patterns that we've had, man. I mean, you can't put a finger on it. One day, one day you catch them, the next day you're looking for them. So they're moving around, and our tides are still below normal. They're still below normal. I mean, our reefs are still sticking out of the water.
I bet they're not in the afternoon. At least up my way, they're not. I mean, they're way above normal in the afternoon with this wind, man.
Yeah, we're not getting that. With that south wind, if it's got too much south in it, more south than southeast, it blows it away from us. It keeps it at bay. You know, if it's southeast just pounding on us, well, the tides will come on in. In the east, it'll pile it on us.
Yeah.
But anything from the west or the south or whatever, and it keeps our tides back to a little bit below normal. But I'm rambling on to here this week. I know it's Easter weekend, and that's another reason we put off a couple of trips, and a couple of folks had called me and stuff, and I just said, well, it'd be a good weekend to come visit, but not as far as fishing. I wouldn't say much on that. So just got to tell them the truth. I'm down here every day, and I just keep an eye on the weather, and we try to go when we can. And
well, all it looks the rainy for on. Easter Sunday, so those dyed eggs are going to be a little bit drippy. There's going to be
right.
All over the rain.
I'm working right now on bird proofing my garden, all my tomato plants. Man, I've got little tomatoes.
Good luck with
plants.
That.
Yeah, well, you know, there's some real light mesh stuff that I bought at the feed store, and it's really nice. I'm gonna see how it works this year, because
take some old CDs, that you don't play anymore, that are the shiny ones, and hang them up in your garden. That'll scare them off. It works pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I know a bunch of old.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's better than a scarecrow.
That's a good idea, and we got plenty of OCDs.
Yeah,
I can promise you that.
Try it. You might be surprised. All right, Hammer. Yes, well, sir. Hey, somebody wants to call you, give them a number, man.
Sure, 713-208-0683. And if I don't, well, I'll talk to you about Sunday, but happy Easter weekend to everybody. Thank you, Captain.
Got it, Glenn. I'll see you Easter morning. I'll be here.
Okay, buddy. Yes, sir.
Hopping down the money trail, baby. All right, man. All right, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th, down in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join them for the captain's meeting and Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch. Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks. Well, I'll give you a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on Friday morning, safe launch, and safe light launch, that is, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. Bring your A game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry is just $400 per team. And here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast. Register today at MatagordaSlam.com. That's MatagordaSlam.com, and get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down Matagorda Way and check in with our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, not much but the wind.
Yeah, it is cranking. It's windy.
Boy, it blew yesterday, too, something else.
Yeah. If you like yesterday, I mean, yeah, you'll love today.
Man, it's been a pretty rough week for me. I had one good day, I think. Yeah, there was like one good day this week. And I fished 3 or 4 days, but I only had one I would say was good. There was a couple. The rest were pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the water, literally all week long, I have not seen clear water. I don't know. I guess because of the low tides. It stayed low all. It finally rushed in yesterday. It started rushing in. It was coming in pretty hard yesterday. It started out low again and then was coming in real hard. But all week long, it just stayed low and stayed dirty.
Yeah, that bites.
Bad combination. You know, I don't... You know, you can deal with wind and you can deal with low tide, but it's hard to deal with both at the same time.
Well,
no, it's just... It still was tough. There was one day they ate pretty good. I don't even remember which day, but one day they did eat, even in the off-colored water, they just ate. You know, we caught them. And they ate, and we caught them good. But other than that one day, it's been very tough. Well, very tough. Yesterday was, like, beyond tough. Yesterday was by far the worst day of the week for me.
Boy, it pours in. You know, when it does come in, you know, up here, up my way, it just pours in. It's almost too strong to fish in, you know, if you're close to the channel or any of those kind of areas.
Yeah. Well, I did notice it was coming in pretty hard yesterday. Was when I got back to my boat slip yesterday. That was the highest water I'd seen all week long.
Yeah.
So, it had definitely, you know, came in.
It bulls up in the evenings, you know, after that incoming and the wind behind it. It's, man, we're on some strong outgoings.
And that's what I heard, you know, the best bite I've heard of has been in the evenings.
Right.
It's been a good late evening bite, what I've been hearing.
That's understandable, you know, on the backside of a full moon.
Backside of a full moon.
From midday to dark, that's usually a pretty good pattern. You know, if you've got people to do it, you know, go out late and fish late.
Right. I haven't had any of that. We did like a midday yesterday, but it didn't matter. It was just terrible. We didn't fish till real late, like in the evening, but midday was terrible.
It just wasn't any good. That's the way it is.
No. We caught, if this tells you anything, and this is throwing lures, but we caught more stingrays yesterday than we caught trout.
So. I caught one one of my buddies caught one with me last week on right in the mouth on a Little John.
Yeah, well, we caught more than one. We caught a couple yesterday.
Boy, yeah, we had the trash can slam last week. We had stingrays and gaff top. Oh, man, it was trinket trash.
Yeah.
You know, mixed in with trout and redfish.
We'll take that and then not mix in with trout and redfish, and that's what we had yesterday.
Man, you were on a roll yesterday. It was your day, wasn't it?
Boy, it was bad, I'm telling you.
Hey, it's nothing to be ashamed of. We've all had it. It happens.
And I circled that. I mean, we looked everywhere. I couldn't find clear water. I mean, it was muddy everywhere.
Yeah.
From bank to bank, coast to coast, intercoastal, it didn't matter. It was muddy.
Well, that water's up around 75 now, and it when it blows, it really stirs it up.
Yeah, and mixed with that low tide.
Uh-huh.
It gets muddier a lot quicker over here when it's low tide.
Yes.
And it's been low.
What does y'all's river look like right now?
Well, the river actually looks okay, but it's not beautiful. Like, it's got a green color, but... Yeah, it was a little darker green, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's hard to explain. I mean, it's obviously a lot better looking than everything else.
Right.
But it doesn't look like when it looks pristine, it doesn't look like that.
Mm.
but I can't catch any fish in it. Well, there ain't no fish
Doesn't
in
matter
it.
What it looks like then,
yeah.
does it?
Yeah, I can't catch nothing in it. And there's bait in there like nothing you've ever seen. I mean, that thing is chalked, just stacked full of bait.
Well, I'm telling you, I've never seen the likes of bait. Man, tiny glass minnows, tiny shad, medium shad, big shad, finger mullet, yeah. big mullet. I mean, it's bait's pretty thick in some areas yeah. up my way.
Crazy. Same here. We've got plenty of bait. Bait's not a problem around here. That's for sure. It's
that's why all these trout, when we catch them, their butterballs are so fat.
Yeah. So that one good day that I had this week, man, my whole boat had that gray matter because you flip them in the boat and they.
We were covering that stuff Tuesday, man. I'm
yeah.
going, and you know when you flip like a pencil in a pound and a half, 2 pounder, you grab it behind the head and if you just barely squeeze it, it's squirting that stuff all over
Everywhere.
The place.
Yes. It did
and
that
then
to us
if they're shaking on the hook when you flip them over, man, they're puking up gray and pooping gray. I mean, it's they're
yeah.
definitely on them minnows and shad right now, big time.
Yeah. Whatever day that was, Wednesday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, I had it all over my boat.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny. That day was off color, too, you know, but they just ate. They just ate that day, even in the muddy water. Well, it wasn't muddy that day. It was a little better that day, but they ate. And then there are other days they just haven't. It's just like they just can't get them to bite.
Well, it blends in good with the color of my boat, you know. My inside of sides on that Kenner are gray and the sea floor is gray.
And, oh, yeah.
until it dries and then it turns more white and you can see it everywhere.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
And your clothes have got it all over it. It's doesn't smell
yep,
too good
yeah.
the next day either. I didn't even rinse my boat out that afternoon. I did some other things, and the next day I went out there to clean it, and boy, I could smell it when I walked up to it. Man, gut wet.
Well, yeah, probably a lot harder to get out too once it dried like that.
Not with that foam cannon I got, buddy.
Blow
I mix
it out.
A good soap for it in there with half soap and half bleach. Put it on my pressure washer and just coat it, foam it down, and then take the cannon off, and it just pressure washes right off. Spick and span, baby.
Good. Good idea.
Boy, it knocks that salt off on the outside and on your engine, everything.
Huh. Just let it sit on there for a second.
That. He said, you don't have a foam cannon? I said, never even heard of one. And he ordered me one and gave it to me with one of those, that bottle of pink soap, it smells like bubble gum.
Yeah. So you just spray it on there, let it sit for a minute, and then come back
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, you know, wet the boat down, and just snap that foam cannon on the end of your pressure washer wand, and get on the trigger and turn her loose. It's got adjustment on top where you can turn it up to how much soap you want it to provide.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty big time. I like it. Makes things a lot easier.
Big time.
Yes, sir.
You big time.
How about bass fishing? You been doing any of that? That's what you need
yeah.
to be doing, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's better. The bass fishing is definitely better. Although, I did hear yesterday it blew so hard up there, I heard it got real rough on Conroe. It was pretty tough running around.
Oh, I bet.
But my buddy that fished still did pretty good on the bass. He ended up just staying in one cove because it was so rough he didn't want to run around and still did pretty good. But, man, I mean, the weights are just getting ridiculous on the tournaments.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
Hearing some real nice sacks.
Yeah, you see last Tuesday?
Nuh-uh, what was it?
23 pounds.
For three fish.
Yeah.
Wow. It's almost an 8-pound average, man. That's strong.
Yeah, that's a 3-hour tournament, 3 fish.
Yeah.
It
that's,
took 13,
that's
what,
pretty
like
big
13
time.
Pounds? Yeah.
Just
it
to get
like
a check.
It took like 13 pounds to get a check for 3 fish, yeah. A 4-pound average did not get you a check.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty big time. That's getting crazy.
Let me knock his brake out. We'll come back and talk about some more bass. Hang on, man. I'll be right back at you. All right. Well, you know, folks, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. You know, if your roof is damaged, give Mike a call. Call him at 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage, plus it extends its life and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done in one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. 281-831-7832. That's LiquiShield RV Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Tommy, we're back. We were talking a little bass fishing before we went to break.
Yeah, no, that's definitely that's all pretty good right now.
Yeah,
it's doing a lot. I'm doing a lot better there than I did this week in saltwater, that's for sure. But yeah, those weights are crazy. I mean, the more towards the summer we get, those weights will go down. You know, when they'll eventually go down. But, man, I don't remember having those Tuesday nighters being over 20 pounds. That's rare. But it's been – this year it's happened a couple times already.
That's strong.
Man, I remember last year I fished a lot of them. And, I mean, I got a couple times got checked for 9 pounds. I remember if you had at least 9 pounds, you had a potential, you know, to get a check. But so far, I don't know if that's going to check any of them this year.
Yeah.
It might, you know, when it gets hot, another month or two, those weights will go down. But right now, it's crazy. Even the the Coleto's got a Thursday night tournament up there. Mm-hmm. And they're catching some big ones there. I mean, last night, my buddy Colton Knipling, you know, he's a saltwater guy too, fishing with Blackwell and them down there, but he lives there by Coleto, and he bass fishes a lot too. And I mean, he had a 6.5 pounder on Coleto last night and didn't even win big bass. There was a 7-1 waiting in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 7-1s and 6.5. That's pretty big for Coleto.
Yeah, it is. Those are nice fish for there, buddy.
Yeah, that's nice fish for anybody, but Coleto, well, that's really good.
But for there.
Yeah, that's solid. You know, usually a 6.5 gets you big bass. Just about every tournament I ever fished on Coleto, 6.5 would usually get you big bass. But, you know, so they're catching some good ones just everywhere. And definitely in the, you know, there's tournaments happening everywhere right now. We're in the height of tournament season for bass.
Right.
I've got a tournament next weekend, not tomorrow, Saturday, but next Saturday on Conroe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our weekend series. It's the last event of the regular series. So I needed to weigh in. I don't remember what it was. I needed to weigh in a certain amount of weight to make the championship. It wasn't a whole lot where I was standing with the points. I mean, I think I need to weigh in at least 10 pounds with 5 fish, and then I'll make the championship, something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see. And then I know there's a couple in May. I'm fishing at least 2 tournaments in May on Conroe. Maybe 3. There's 2 for sure.
Right.
At Texas A&M's having their college fishing team for A&M is doing a fundraiser tournament on Conroe in May. So it's a pretty good deal. Sounds like it's going to have Belleville Meat Market's actually providing the food.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So at weigh-in, it's going to be, you know, all food provided, it says, by Belleville Meat Market.
Yeah. Up to Belleville, man, that's A&M country up there, buddy.
Yeah.
They're big supporters.
It's like $150 a team, or it's $160. It's not much. It's a pretty cheap deal, but it's pretty fun. Sounds like it's going to be pretty fun. We're going to go fish that.
Good calls, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing big ones everywhere, though. I mean, I'm hearing big bass everywhere right now. I don't know what I said. I was going to listen to Bob actually earlier because I hadn't been to Fayette in a while. I was wondering what's going on.
Yeah,
up there.
He's feeling bad. He's got a bad cough, and he texted me last night, and you know, to see if you could kind of take his spot for him.
Yeah.
But he sent me some. He's been sending me some photos, some real nice bass he's catching.
I figured it was on. I mean, I figured it was good, but say it's pretty good anyway, all the time.
Yeah, all around, just average size. You know,
yeah.
The average size is always real nice, solid fish.
Right.
And yeah, a lot
3,
of them.
4 pounders. Lots of
Yeah, they're fun to catch,
that
man.
Got a lot of 4 pounders.
Yes, it does.
A lot. You know, as far as the sheer numbers of 4 pounders, that's probably where I catch the most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch 50 or 100 bass, you know, on that lake, and half of them be 4 pounders sometimes.
Yeah, that day my buddies and I fished with Bob 3 years ago or whenever that was. I mean, we started out, you know, doing the lipless crankbait stuff off a point early. And we're catching them real good, and that faded on us. And then we moved in and started hitting beds and, you know, grass and pothole stuff.
Yeah.
And, man, boy, we were using Texas rig worms, and we were spanking them.
Yeah.
And some nice ones up to 6 pounds, and it was like every cast of really good.
Yep. I like rattle traps. Well, I like rattle traps on any lake, but I like rattle traps this time of year on bed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I catch a lot of fish.
If we'd throw them for trout, we'd catch trout on them. I know a lot of guys, locals around my area, that's all they throw is rattle traps. Yeah. You know, when the fish get a little deeper and they spank.
Oh, yeah. I hear lots of stories and reports of it. I've never done it, really, but I certainly hear people that do it. Now, I have thrown crankbaits on the jetties and caught redfish.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that.
You get those deep-diving crankbaits and start kicking that bill off them rocks down them ledges.
Yeah.
Them elbows will take your... those redfish will take your elbows out of socket. They nail it.
Yep. No, we did
especially
that.
Especially a black back one, a red one with a black back, man. Oh, Lord.
Yep. We had about 10 years ago, there was a little tournament we were in. It was like a little local tournament. It wasn't big. I mean, it had like, I don't know, 12, 13 boats in it. It was like a little local company tournament. And the stringer was three redfish. That was it. It was no trout or flounder or nothing, just three reds. And I had two guys of my team. Anyway, so we had been catching red at the jetties. I knew I'd been catching them out there. So I told those guys it was calm. It was in like, well, it was about May, I think, maybe. And I told them, I said, man, we're just going straight to the jetties. We're going to fish that thing all day long. And I'd been catching them with gulp. It was an artificial-only tournament. You know, you couldn't use nothing but liver. And I'd been throwing gulp up there and catching them pretty good. Anyway, we get down there, and we left, and I hauled butt, and I got a good spot right kind of on the tip of the jetties is where I was catching them. So I got a good spot. Well, we're fishing, and we did catch one pretty good one, like 7-pounder right off the bat on a gulp. And then nothing. Like, I mean, it just, they weren't there. I was thinking, man, they're just not here. And that one guy goes, man, I'm trying my crankbait. And I kind of laughed. I said, you know, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I was like, I just didn't think about it. I know it worked, you know, out here. And he pulled out like a Strike King 5XD or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws it up there. And I mean, they about took the rod out of his hand. First one he caught, like, I think it was the second cast, he caught like an 8.5-pounder in the slot.
Wow.
And I was like, good night. And I said, well, we'll see. Well, it wasn't maybe three casts later, and he catches another one that's like 8. And I was like, man, you got another one? You got another one of them things? And he said, yeah, I brought my whole crankbait box. So we all three had big crankbaits on before it was over with. And before it was over with, we were culling 7.5s. You know, I don't remember what we had. We had like something around 25.5 pounds, three reds.
Eight pound average on three reds. That's nice and strong.
We won the tournament, and
I would imagine.
And I remember people, we told the truth. We said, man, we caught them on crankbaits, and everybody looked at us like we were crazy.
If a bass will eat it, a redfish or a trout will eat it, or vice versa.
Yeah. Especially a redfish. I think a redfish is the closest to a bass pattern. You know, redfish do a lot of things similar to bass.
Yeah.
They do. You know, they're not everything, obviously. Bass are definitely different, but I think that's the closest species in saltwater to a bass.
Now, tie an 8-pound red to an 8-pound bass, and that redfish will drown that bass. He'll drag him to Cuba.
There are horses. The redfish is definitely tougher, but that's what the patterns of redfish are similar to bass.
Yeah, it's more prestigious to catch a big bass to me.
Yeah, well, it's me too.
Nothing like the old green bucket mouth, man. Nothing like it. Just like big speckled trout. Nothing like that either.
I know. There's something about a big trout that just gets you going to me more than a red. I mean, I'm not saying anything wrong with catching a red, but if I catch an 8-pound red and an 8-pound trout,
throw rocks at that redfish.
I'm way more pumped up when I catch a big trout.
Well, sure. I've seen a lot of big trout this year photos, man. I mean, it just, how many hundreds of personal best shots have you seen from down south this year? My gosh.
Oh, yeah. I had a buddy that went down there a couple weeks ago, and they wrecked them. I mean, it was dumb. I mean, they had like 10 that were over 28 or 25. Yeah. I don't remember what it was. It was ridiculous numbers. like fish over 28 inches.
Every dog has his day. We're next up here. We'll get it back. Then we'll be the jealousy of the coast. I've seen it patterns change. You know, you just see it flip-flop over the years. All right, Tommy. Well, I got to flip-flop out of here and head to South Padre. If somebody wants to call you about fishing with you, man, give them some info how they can reach you.
Yes, sir. They can get me on Facebook under Tommy Alexander. Best way is the phone. Leave a message, text, if I don't answer, whichever one you like. 979-709-8242.
You got it, buddy. All right, Tommy. Well, good luck in this wind, man. It's going to quit one of these days.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, you and me both. All right, buddy. See ya.
All right. Bye.
All right, that's Tommy Alexander and Matagorda. Now we're going to jump down the coast. Let's go check in with Captain Brian Brer down at South Padre. Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, sir. How you doing?
Oh, man, I can't complain. It's all good.
All right. Yeah, I'm just getting up and getting ready to go do a little bit of snook fishing today. I've been on the flats all week, so
have you?
We'll see how the snooking goes.
Good.
I mean, it's just ridiculously windy, but that's all right. We'll figure it out, you know. It kind of holds you back a little bit from being able to cruise along the shorelines with the trolling motor and beat the banks
right up
and stuff, you know. You kind of just got to spot lock in certain areas and pick them apart, but we'll figure it out. I think we'll probably get on some fish. We're coming off of that full moon now. Yeah, we're coming off of that full moon pretty good, and so I think it'll happen. The bait fishing's been pretty good throughout the week. We've been just loading up on redfish, quite a bit of redfish, fishing the flats and drifting around, using a mixture of both cut bait for some clients and artificials for other clients, you know, just
right.
And the clear stuff, actually. I've been catching redfish in the real clear water.
Well, I bet
pretty shallow, 2 foot or so. Yeah, real clear, real pretty fish.
Yeah, bronzy.
Real shallow water.
White bellies.
They've been pretty good too. Size, you know, schools we've been on have been, you know, 25 inchers and stuff. So,
oh, that's sweet.
Everybody's having a blast. Yep, everybody's having a blast. You know, we're catching some trout here and there. No real big trout this week, but we're still catching some here and there. And then there's some scattered schools of black drum around too that people are still messing with. We went and played with them for one day. And I've got a lady that her favorite fish to eat is black drum, so she's always harassing me about them. So we went and picked up a few black drum for her.
Yeah, a lot of people, they love that taste of pup drums, you know.
Oh, yeah. She says she likes it better than redfish.
I think, you know, those small drum, they're probably better than redfish in my book.
They are in my book also, definitely. Yeah, it was good. It was good. The fishing was good. You know, we caught those on live shrimp, kind of just dropping them off the side of the boat, you know. But well, when it's happening, you know. So it was a good week. We'll see what happens. I also, you know, after we got off the phone, you know, we had those really calm days last Friday, Saturday,
right.
You know. Down here it was really calm, and I got to make my way out to the jetties and for a couple of days and get off the flats. And I think, man, we must have caught 25, 30 bull reds each morning.
Wow.
And I'm talking, you know, 35 to 40 inchers too, pretty big ones.
Right. That's
the
mules.
Just some big schools of fish. And it was a blast. You know, every bait you drop down there, just getting smoked. You drop them down artificials and just kind of jigging them, getting eaten too. And so it's always a good time when the fishing's nice and easy, you know, a little less stressful.
Yeah, people love that, man. A little
less gray hairs when I get home, you know.
Yeah. Your age, you got a while before you got to worry about gray hair, man.
They're popping in.
Are they already?
They're starting to get, I'm starting to get a little gray in the beard, but we'll
it's
see.
It's that stressful guy business.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
It seems all right.
It's only stressful when the fishing's bad.
Yeah. We'll see how it'll be good today, I'm sure of it. You know, that wind blowing will usually fire up the fish. So,
yeah, how high is your wind down there this morning?
It's going to be, I'm walking out the door to like 18 mile an hour winds. So it's going to be like Mac consistently like 26 mile an hour winds.
That's
after
what
like
we're
9 o'clock.
Looking like up here. Same thing up here, buddy.
Once I'm in the water, it's all good and stuff, but loading the boat can be a pain in the butt, you know.
Yeah.
It's just part of the job, though. Can't be an easy one all the time.
No.
We're looking forward to it. You know, like I was saying, the stuff on the last week, the stuff on the west side is still looking like tea-colored, you know, water, brown. I haven't been able to fish the west side that much. All my sight fishing buddies aren't happy, you know, just because of all that rain and flooding, you know, it's still got the water looking like tea in most spots. We're waiting for that to end also so we can start hitting the west side of our fishery, the mainland.
Boy, y'all got a ton of water, man. That was something else.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's still flooded here. I tried to go to my ranch, little ranch here in Bayview, down the street, about 10 minutes. And a few weeks ago, after the flooding, the little pond that's there had gone up so much it went over the road, and I couldn't get in.
Huh.
And I went back yesterday because I got some cotton seeds that I'm trying to put out for the deer and stuff, you know?
Right.
And fill the feeders. And I went back yesterday, a couple weeks later, and it doesn't even seem like the water has receded one bit. It's like still covering the road, and I still have no access to the ranch. So just talk about flood.
As dry as y'all were, you'd think that would have soaked in by now.
I know. I can't believe it. It looks like it hasn't dropped more than 5 inches.
Wow.
Since I first noticed.
I'm kind of seeing those videos, drums swimming down streets with flooded water on them. I'm going, that is crazy.
Yeah, I remember that. That was just crazy. There was alligator guards swimming in the streets and stuff like that. It was a wild one. We're actually headed after work today. I'm excited. As soon as I get off of work, we're heading up to turkey hunt for the weekend. So,
don't go try your luck again, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go try our luck again. And got my fiance. She's got a couple of days off, so we're going to give him heck, see what happens.
It's going to be hard for you to top that turkey you shot a couple of weeks ago, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm not going to top that turkey, but the good thing now is I can sit and watch him a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can watch him work.
When something like that walks out, you know immediately that's the one I'm shooting.
Oh, yeah, I was so lucky. That's an immediate full body mount. For that one.
Did you call that turkey in, or did he come in on a decoy, or what?
Called him in for sure. Called him in, but they come close. You know, they I've got them kind of dialed in to where they roost, and then they pass through as soon as they're done roosting. You know, every morning,
right?
In between there and like a water area, so I've got them dialed in pretty good. In this little like it's like a crow's foot. In the ranch, you know, it's three little senderos that they can cruise down, and I kind of got them right there at the base of it where they come in land, and they choose which road they're going to go down for the day, you know. So
right,
I'm dialed in this little stuff.
Turkey lurkey, chicken licking, baby. That'll work, man. Well, Brian, if somebody wants to come down and fish South Padre with you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Sure, I actually got canceled for 2 days next week. I think I've got 23-24 off, and I think 29-30th month. But then I've got a few days in May, so give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Hey, have a good Easter weekend. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the update. See you now. All right. That's Captain Brian Brer down in South Padre. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,